"I most certainly am not," he shouted. "Why are you insulting me? I haven't been rude to you. Why do you call me a mouse?" "Don't you know what's happened to you?" I said. "What on earth are you talking about?" Bruno said. "I have to inform you," I said, "that not very long ago, the witches turned you into a mouse. Then they did it to me." "You're lying," he cried. "I'm not a mouse." "If you hadn't been so busy guzzling that sandwich," I said, "you would have noticed your hairy paws. Take a look at them." Bruno looked down at his paws. He jumped. "Good grief," he cried. "I am a mouse. You wait till my father hears about this." "He may think it's an improvement," I said. "I don't want to be a mouse," Bruno shouted, jumping up and down. "I refuse to be a mouse. I'm Bruno Jenkins." "There are worse things than being a mouse," I said. "You can live in a hole." "I don't want to live in a hole," Bruno shouted. "And you can creep into the larder at night," I said, "and nibble through all the packets of raisins and cornflakes and chocolate biscuits and everything else you can find. You can stay there all night eating yourself silly. That's what mice do."